Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and we are doing our Entrepreneurship A to Z series. And we have crossed over into the I's, and our first I word is going to be innovator. Being an innovator, it is coming up with new ideas, new methods, and new products. But I have to throw in the quote that says, everything old is new again. When you've been around a while, you'll notice that in some cases, ideas and concepts are recycled. They seem familiar. You've seen them before in some form or fashion. If you've been an innovator for a while, you'll at some point inevitably say, I thought of that. I had that idea. I suggested that. And you may be familiar with the phrase that, hey, you were ahead of your time. All of that goes into the mix of being an innovator, because in some ways it may feel like you are just improving on concepts, and or other factors in time have changed that make new ways of doing familiar and old things have found their timing. And so in being an innovator, it's very important to know history. To one, avoid repeating history, especially the mistakes made, but also finding ways to tweak it to meet the time and the place we're in today. So changing one ingredient in the way we live, the way we work, the way we play, the way we think can and will continue to change all of the things around us. One of the most popular evolutions that I can think about in my lifetime is going from the corded telephone. I can remember when just having colored telephones, they came out with green and yellow and pink telephones. That was innovation. That was exciting because the fact that we had physical phones, just going from just the plain black and white to color. And then there came this concept of cordless phones and call waiting, all innovation. This was while I was in high school. Please don't try to figure out, don't try to backtrack and figure out what that time frame was. And then I remember my friend's father, he was in construction. He was the first one I saw with a cordless phone or a mobile phone. It was huge. He had one of those that you carried in a bag and had very short battery life. Just, it was clunky. Reception was horrible, but that was impressive. I remember even buying my first my mobile phone and having it in the car. And that was exciting. And all that you did was take phone calls. You didn't even take pictures. You just made phone calls. Oh, and I skipped over that whole era where for work, I had to carry a pager. People, first of all, the only people they thought carried pager were doctors. Well, IT people also had to carry pagers for when systems went down. And apparently they went down a lot because we had these pagers that went off a lot. So that said, there was the era of the pager, and I thought I was always going to have a pager attached to my hip, and then poof, one day they were gone. Nobody was talking about pagers, and they're nowhere to be found. They're very rare. They're like, you know, seeing a dinosaur bone. You put them in museums and point to them. You point them out to kids today, and they're like, what is that? Then I started keeping all of my old mobile phones because you can see they one time were very thick. They were big. They went small. They went super small. I had flip phones 15, 20 years ago. Now I see these commercials about flip phones and fold and phones that bend and fold. I'm like, that's not new. That was out. But now there's different flavors of them. And there's a different reason to have flip phones. Back then, we weren't watching movies on our phone. But today, kids play games and watch movies. It's almost the default babysitter. So, and we're even running conference calls on our phones. So we have a reason for this bigger screen. They're half phone, half tablets, and they're cameras. So our use has changed, our evolution has changed, our expectations have changed, our world has changed. And so it's time to bring them back. So first of all, and foremost, I want to say, don't be dismissive of the past. There's a lot of nuggets in the past that didn't get fully developed or just were a little bit ahead of their time or with a little tweak or twist. And I also want to say when it comes to innovating, look at other industries. Don't just be myopic and look at your industry. See what other industries are doing, how they're finding different ways to provide services. And then last but not least, I also want to say is as much as times are changing and you have whole generations that only know the world through their phones and through social media. Don't leave behind your clientele or customers that aren't as tech savvy or as attached to technology. You've got generations upon generations who just aren't as tied to cell phones and mobile phones and social media as the younger group. And your target market may not only be that younger group. It's great to stay in line and in touch with the young people, but they're not all the time the people that have the money or spending the money. I myself, for example, I sell children's books. So you would think, okay, well, I've got to target my marketing toward the young. But in fact, it's actually the parents and more so even the grandparents that are buying these books as gifts for the kids. And guess what? They're not all on social media. So I've got to keep a balance. I got to keep that in mind. So you also keep that in mind. The people who are actually spending the money, when it comes to Christmas and Christmas promotion, yes, the kids are defining what goes on their wish list, but it's the parents and it's the grandparents that are making the purchases. And so you can't just keep your focus on kids. There are some age groups of kids that aren't on social media just because they're too young. You've got to find another way. So printed material, printed marketing is still relevant. Just finding different ways of delivering it, in different ways of, you don't have to go back to the old way of how marketing, you know, you'd have a mailbox full of papers, but more of a target approach to it. So finding a new twist to old things in and of itself is the name of the game when it comes to innovation. So don't throw out your experience. Explore it. Explore even the books that have been written, what worked and what didn't, and always figure out how to create hybrids, variations, and therein lies your innovation. So good luck to all those innovators out there. Bye for now. In the final word, every entrepreneur is an innovator.